Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.
Here, fishy, fishy, chow time.
Can I feed the fish?
No, 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 sir. Nobody comes near this fish.
Dad, what's the big deal?
It belongs to Lieutenant Murtaugh. I am fishy sitting while he's in Las Vegas searching for the future Mrs. Murtaugh.
He may be gone a long time.
Anyone care to join us in a happy dance?
Ho! 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 Hey, what's up?
The Urkels are packing their car. It looks like they're going on vacation!
Oh, yeah!
How much luggage?
2 weeks worth, easy.
2 weeks without Steve Urkel? Wow. Maybe dreams really do come true.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have taillights. The Urkels are gone!
Hey, your party! Let's get down with our band, pal!
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Vacation, Steve. Why aren't you on vacation, Steve?
Oh, well, it would have been inappropriate for me to join my parents. They went on their second honeymoon.
Oh, how romantic. Where'd they go?
Well, my mother went to Washington to visit the Smithsonian, and my dad went to New York to see Clem Puddle's House of Reptiles.
You know, several questions come to mind here.
Oh, shoot.
Your parents are taking separate second honeymoons?
Oh, yes. They desperately want to avoid the tragedy that resulted from their first honeymoon.
What was that?
Me.
Okay. Second question. Why would a guy spend his second honeymoon at Clem Puddle's House of Reptiles?
Now, for some unknown reason, my father is fascinated with animals that eat their own young.
So, Steve, where are you going to be staying while your parents are gone? Some relative's house far, far away?
Is that pity I hear in your voice?
No, it's hope.
Ah, well, my little fig Newton. I'll be right next door batching it for the next 2 weeks. So, stop by. One hunk, no waiting.
Wait a minute. Your parents left a 15-year-old boy home by himself?
Boy? I see no boy. I see a man. An Urkel man!
Okay. But I can't stand the thought of you being in that empty house all by yourself. You're staying with us.
Oh, well, gee. Since there don't seem to be any objections, I'll stay, by golly. Hey, and don't worry. I will not be a freeloader. I intend to pull my weight around here. Well, that should be easy because I don't weigh much. kids bug me, 'cause I'm a styling guy and I got the Urkel blues. And I gotta pay my dues. Please don't judge me till you're walking in my saddle shoes. Oh, that was good. Before the next ice age, I'm gonna make her mine. 'Cause I got the Urkel blues, and I gotta pay my dues. Yeah, pocket protecting, bug collecting, constant rejection, Urkel blues. Oh, hi, big guy. I didn't wake you, did I?
Oh, no, Steve. I came down to sing backup.
Oh, well, look, you even woke up Spike.
Oh, you mean the Pterophyllum Scaleri?
Right. I'm taking care of him for Lieutenant Murtaugh. So that means no more late-night blues sessions with B.B. Urkel.
Got it. Hey, and bon soir, big guy. Or as they say in old Mexico, buenas noches, hombre grande.
Viva Zapata.
Steve got up early this morning and fixed us a wonderful breakfast. What'd you make, Steve?
Omelets.
Ooh, I love omelets. What kind?
Liver and head cheese. Don't let him go. More for us, eh, little buddy?
I'm not hungry, Uncle Steve. I got a problem.
Oh, well, spit it out, Richmeister.
There's this kid at school who picks on me. His name is Timmy Thompson, but we call him the Terminator.
Oh, tough guy, huh?
He told me he'll beat me up if I don't give him a dollar every day, starting today.
You know, I think you should tell your mom.
I can't. She told me never to fight under any circumstances.
Oh, tell your teacher.
She'll just make Timmy stay in the corner for a while. Then after school, he'll hit me over the head with his little brother.
Well, why are you telling me?
I don't know. You just seem like the kind of guy who gets beat up a lot.
Me? Beat up a lot? Well, you're very perceptive.
How do you handle bullies?
I stand up to them.
Don't they hit you?
Repeatedly.
Then why stand up to them?
Richie, getting beat up feels real bad. But being afraid all the time, oh, that feels even worse.
Hi, I'm Mark. I have a study date with Laura.
Ah, yes. Laura told me you'd be dropping by. Laura's out right now, but she's due back shortly. Come on in, Mark. If that's your real name.
Hey, are you Steve Urkel?
Why, yes. How'd you know?
You have a kick me sign on your back.
Why, those teachers always with the darn cranks. Now, I'll need three forms of identification and a thumbprint. But first, would you kindly step into the bathroom and fill this?
What?
You object to a random drug test?
I sure do. That's insulting.
Oh, I see. It's all right for our nation's air traffic controllers, but not for Mark. If that's your real name.
Man, you're crazy.
What? Crazy? What? Apparently, we had something to hide. okay? Steve, Uncle Steve!
Richie, what happened to you?
I stood up to Timmy the Terminator. Guess what? He's a sucker for a left hook.
Oh, well, way to go, Richie.
Richard Crawford, you get up to your room right now.
But, Mom...
Go.
Going.
Steve, did you give my son some advice?
Well, I believe
did you tell him that it was okay to fight?
Well, now, not in those exact words.
Well, he took your advice, Steve. And he got into a fight today, and thanks to you, he's been kicked out of preschool.
Yes, Laura, my little dust bunny.
What did you do to my study date?
Oh, you mean Mark, if that's his real name.
I just said hi to him and he crossed the street, mumbling something about our house having a nerd infestation.
Well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but I'm here and he's not, baby.
Steve, you've only been staying here for one day, and you've totally messed up my life. Get a new hobby.
I can't seem to do anything right. Did you ever have one of those days, Spike? Oh, I'll tell you.
Steve, where's Spike?
Well, Carl, I've got some bad news. And some good news. And some more bad news.
Spit it out.
It's a little late for that, Carl. Here goes. You see, Carl, I accidentally sucked Spike up in the vacuum cleaner.
What? Oh, my God!
Oh, Carl, but the good news is that I got him out.
Oh, thank God.
But you know that more bad news I was talking about? Well, I swallowed it.
We've got to get him back.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get him back.
What's your plan? Oh, Carl, what's your plan?
Hello, Winslow.
Oh. Lieutenant Murtaugh. You're back early. Kelly from Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. So, how's my fish?
Oh, Lou.
There's been a tragedy. Something terrible has happened to your fish.
Terrible?
Oh, there's no way to break the news gently, so I might as well just come right out with the truth. Here goes.
Your fish committed suicide.
He what?
Yes, sir. It was awful, sir. When the minute you left, well, Spike got so very sad. He stopped eating. He stopped swimming. Excuse me. He just pressed his little face up against the glass.
Oh, please. Carl, stop covering for me. Or at least do a better job of it.
Will somebody please tell me what happened to my fish?
Lou, I accidentally killed Spike. I sucked him up in that very vacuum cleaner.
Oh, come on. That's pretty hard to swallow.
The problem won't go away. I was in the supermarket and his mother tried to hit me over the head with her husband.
Mom, Steve has got to go.
Okay. Just give me a
spike
head. Please. I don't deserve to be around nice people. You're nice enough to let me stay in your home and here. And I wanted to repay you. But instead, I messed everything up. Like I always do.
Wait a minute. Uncle Steve helped me.
No, he didn't, honey. I mean, Steve, I had to beg you back into that preschool.
But, Mom, a bully was picking on.
A bully? Well, I didn't know he did.
Yeah, and I was afraid to go to school.
And I wanted that in your
car.
To be a...
You know, Laura, I'm upset about your study date.
Mark?
If the grill... Well, last...
I spiked
just a mountain and he... lip was...
He's...
That's Lisa Tippelman. He told me he was breaking up with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, she sure got one heck of...
I was...
By kid.
Problem won't...
Ma, what were you doing up at Makeout Mountain?
Carl, don't think to change the sun.
Up in
on the head. On the head.
You know, yes. Harriet.
Up in the night.
Didn't change the
thing. Carl,
you had my mouth up in
the night. You know, we
got. Mom. Gonna do the next.
Relax.
I'm
gonna
walk back here.
I was
got pretty sure.
Breaking up with her. Oh, man, he told me he sleeps a tip.
Just a little
bit. Study set up.
Damn.
If I were a stone lord.
And I wanted to leave.
I was afraid. Yeah.
What? Blurry. That pre. I had to sleep. I had a preschool.
Blurry. Yeah.